The skin complexion of my breasts. I'm very fair skinned, so it's kind of a creamy pale color. Very soft skin. Notable details, freckles, beauty spots, stretch marks. I do have some stretch marks, especially near the armpit. I definitely got boobs very young and very fast. And so that is just kind of how it goes. And let's see. I do have on my right breast, kind of in the area, like that kind of interesting area between breast and armpit or whatever. I do have a mole there, just a little one. And freckles, no freckles. I don't think anything else very distinguishing. I do have a tattoo on my left breast, kind of on the cleavage part. Just a small one. It's a turtle. Let's see. How would I describe my nipples? Their size, color, and texture. So I have extremely large breasts, like a triple D or an F cup, depending on the bra. But I have very tiny nipples. I've always wanted those like big, kind of like awesome nipples that kind of just poke right out. But no, I actually have the kind of nipples that are basically non-existent until they're hard, and then they kind of pucker up out of nowhere. and they're little and pink, and I have relatively small areolas as well, but yeah, so they're not kind of those, like, big, smooth, like, puffed up nipples that I've always wanted, like, or those eraser nipples or whatever, so, but yeah, but, and then, yeah, well, I'll talk about that in a minute, but, how would I describe my cleavage? Big. deep. if I'm not wearing a bra, I do have quite, I'm not like super saggy, but you know, once your breasts hit a certain point, like there's no way they're going to be perky without, probably surgery. I mean, I'm sure there's someone out there who has like those perfect breasts that are F cups that, you know, aren't saggy or whatever, but, so mine are kind of, full, and soft, but not, I mean, like, there's, like, some firmness to them, too, but they are kind of rounded downward, when I'm wearing a bra and they're pushed together, like, between, like, the top, like, my clavicle and, like, the bottom of the bra, you're talking a good, like, 6 or 7 inches of cleavage. Like, I get a lot of cleavage. How sensitive are my breasts? Not very, actually. Hardly sensitive at all. I can take quite a bit of, abuse on them. Especially the nipples, like, I really like to have my nipples twisted, pulled, nibbled, bitten, even, like, straight up, just bite them. Like, if you just kind of, like, lick at my nipples, I'll barely feel it. I can also handle, like, I had an ex-girlfriend who is the only one who's ever kind of, like, really bruised the shit out of my breasts, and oh, it was really good. Of course, like, can't do that play all the time, because once you're bruised, it really, it's unpleasant, but, let's see, my favorite bra look like, and how does it feel against my breasts? Well, I got, like, my favorite, like, serious bra, and then my favorite comfy bra. Well, I don't know, when you're my when you're my size in terms of the breasts, like you have two different kinds of bras. You have the kind of bra that you can get away with, which is comfortable, and then you have, like, the bra that does, like, the powerlifting. And, like, my powerlifter bra is kind of, it's a black with lace, but the lace isn't black, the lace is kind of, like, a gold color, I think, on top. It's very pretty. It's like a son of a bitch to wear more than, like, 4 or 5 hours, so, but it is, it's painful to wear, but I love the way my tits look in them, and underneath clothes, definitely, like, makes a big difference with that way. And then my favorite kind of comfy bra is just like this, like, hot pink with black trim, no underwire, but still pretty snug. And you know, if I'm wearing kind of a bulky-ish sweater, I can get away with wearing that instead of like the ones that have the wires and are uncomfortable. So, can I reach to lick or even kiss my own breast? Yeah. I can lick, I can suck my own nipples, actually. I mean, it's kind of awkward, but I can do it. I do, like, so the first thing I get home, when I get home at night, the first thing I do is to take off my bra, and then, like, I usually, like, massage my breasts. Just kind of, like, I don't know, like, almost getting the blood flow again in them. Plus, it just feels so good. It's, like, totally, like, releasing tension. And a lot of the times what I do is I tug on my nipples, too, and sometimes I'll, like, kind of, like, tuck my face down in my boobs and nuzzle them. So it's not, like, trying to reach my nipples or anything. I'm just kind of, like, nuzzling my own boobs, which is nice. I can understand why guys like it. It's a pleasant feeling. Do I have any fetishes or fantasies concerning my breasts? I like the rough play. I like titty fucking. I love getting cum on my tits. Like, that's hot. And I recently found out that I kind of enjoy, like, when someone slaps their cock against my breasts. Very enjoyable. And, okay, what else? do I have any fantasies? I think I've probably tried most everything that I'd like to with the breasts. I mean, I enjoy, like, it'd be kind of interesting to do some more torture with them, but I don't want anything, like, no cutting, no blood, nothing, like, no needles or anything like that. That's, nope. Like, blunt force trauma is, like, a little bit okay, but not anything sharp, ever. what do you like to have done to them? What have you had done to them? What you could have had done to them but didn't? I think I've talked a little bit, about that already, but, I think I mentioned earlier that I met this fetishist who kind of had a thing for breasts, and, I mean, I don't think I've ever been with a guy who didn't kind of, like, at least, like, someone that I was, like, not a one-night stand kind of thing, but somebody I was comfortable with in dating or something, who didn't really enjoy kind of, like, nuzzling and, like, kind of smothering their face in my breasts, and I love that. It's a nice feeling to be on the receiving end of that. It feels good. And, like, the obvious joy that somebody has, like, in doing that with my breasts is kind of awesome. And again, like, I need at least somewhat rough play with my nipples and stuff, otherwise I don't feel it. So, like, this whole, like, you know, stroke gently, like, that's totally true. That's how you should definitely approach a woman whose breasts you don't know. But I'll tell you pretty quickly that I, like, you know, I'll be like, bite. And then you'll bite and I'll be like, harder. So, yeah, those are kind of the things I like. Anyway, I gotta go to work now.